Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and to prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and to restore harmony if damaging conflict should occur. We will delve into specific tips to manage conflict in life and into much broader topics touching on conflict, actual and potential, good and bad, in the world around us. I'm your host, Jane Bettle, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Aligning expectations. As I was crossing off items in a very short grocery list 2 days ago, cheese, bananas, nothing exciting, I walked the width of a store where the front section was well stocked with Valentine's Day items. Many were red, quite a few were large, and almost all involved candy. Are we all expected to want to give those kind of things? To receive them? To have someone, romantic partner or otherwise, in our lives to be the giver and the recipient? On this point, at least, I am confident that my expectations and my husband's are aligned. I started thinking more about expectations. In particular, how damaging they can be when they are not in alignment. If I have expectations about how hiring and promotions should happen in my workplace, and that isn't how it's done, that can create conflict, especially if I feel there's a firm, even if not explicit, foundation for my expectations. And if those expectations are based on applicable laws or even a clearly written policy and those aren't followed, well, that's something else and definitely an invitation to conflict. In a different setting, what if adult children have expectations about their parents? Their parents' finances? Their choices about who they would want to serve as a healthcare agent or power of attorney for financial matters, their estate planning, what will happen to items of sentimental value that can't be easily divvied up? Combining work and family provides even more opportunities for misalignment. I am going to be optimistic and guess that they aren't exponentially greater, but they are greater. If it has always been a patriarch's expectation that his eldest son will take over the family enterprise, that in itself may not be a problem, if it is in alignment with other expectations, including those of relevant family members and non-family members in the business, and, well, reality. What if the patriarch's expectations are held by no one else? Or, what if the patriarch's expectations lead to the least qualified person taking over the reins? A whole host of misaligned expectations can be simmering and stewing and waiting to erupt. So what's the answer? I would suggest candid conversations. It is popular, and it can seem so simple to avoid them. And it is rarely a good idea to accept the temptation to do so. It's not necessarily easy to have these conversations, but almost always, it is well worth it, on your own or with professional help. Returning to the idea of Valentine's Day for a moment, my friend Heidi Fry is the host of the Single Soul Circle podcast, the voice for the joys and challenges of the single life. I am looking forward to her Valentine's Day episode. I will be interested to hear if the idea of expectations comes up. You can check it out on all the major listening apps or her website, singlesoulcircle.com. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps. You can also find the show on the web by searching for Crafting Solutions to Conflict. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast, let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.